I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
Hallelujah. Praise you. We praise you, Father God. How many of you woke up this morning and started your day knowing that things was better? Not getting better, but things will be better because you have the authority and the ability to speak those things into existence. You have the ability to get up in the morning and command your atmosphere. Your atmosphere that last night may have been weary, but this morning you're decreeing, declaring that things are better. You're decreeing and declaring that you have joy in your heart. You're decreeing and declaring that God is your everything. He is your master. He is your savior. He is your healer. He is your deliverer, your redeemer, your ruler. So things can get better because you are a child of the Most High. You are an ambassador in Christ. How many of you woke up this morning? Did you wake up like that this morning, Fiji? What about you, South France? What about you, South Africa? Jamaica, where you at? Where you at, United States of America? Where are you, ADM family? Whatever you went through last night, guess what? It was last night. Every single day that God breathes into our body, he breathes breath into our body, is a new day, a new beginning. Every single time you call on the name of Jesus, you're bringing him closer into your life. So I ask you today, who is your everything? Is things better for you? If it's not, I decree and declare that you will sit and open your eyes. You will open your heart. You will open your mind and realize that Jesus is the light of the world. He is our Savior, and he will make things better. We will not stay in the same state of mind. We will not stay in the same position because he has came. He has came to set the captives free. He set us free from darkness. He put us into light. Who am I speaking to this morning? I say, good morning, world. If you all knew how I felt right now, you would be jumping and shouting with me just because God is my everything. So I say, good morning to you, world. Good morning to you, everybody, under the sound of my voice. Give Jesus all his praise. Exalt him to the Most High because you received the biggest blessing of all this morning. He woke you up. He started you on your way. He gave you a new day for you to get things right. What you failed in yesterday, you have an opportunity on today to get it right. So as I say again, good morning to you, Minister Shakita. If you are on the line, press 1. Let's bring a powerful prayer into the house this morning because we already know that the Holy Spirit is going to lead us, guide us, and put us in the right place. We will receive a blessing on this line this morning. So I just sit and say, hold tight, get your pen, your paper, everything out, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Get rid of all distractions and know that God is in the house. Minister Shakita, bring us in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Lord Jesus, just giving you the highest praise, Father God. Just thanking you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, Father. But thanking you for waking us up this morning, Father. Starting us on our day, Lord Jesus. Setting us at the table, Father God, so we can break the bread of life with you, Lord Jesus. And where we will not thirst anymore. Drink your living water, Father God, as we go through to this morning, Father God, to receive your rhema teachings, Father God. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us. Open us up, Father God. Let us be into a place, Lord Jesus, where we're able to receive, Father God. Not only receive, but believe, Lord Jesus. Let us really know, Father God, who you are, Father God. And teach us, Lord Jesus, what we can reap, what, Father God, what we have sown, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you to put the words in Apostle Temple's mouth this morning, Father God. Lord, when he feels empty, Lord. Lord, that we need to know, Father God. And Lord, as you know, Father God, more than anybody, the harvest is ripe, Lord Jesus. So, Father, as we go before you this morning, Lord, penetrate the hearts of the saints, Father. Penetrate the minds of the saints, Father God. Let them know, Lord Jesus, to let go and let God. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that it is you, Father God. You are the reason, Father God. You may be the season, Lord Jesus, and that we need you, that we need you to continue, Lord Jesus, to pour into us and allow your Holy Spirit, Father God, to navigate through this internet, through the phone lines, Father God, and reach somebody, Father God. I'm not asking just for one, Lord. I'm thinking big, Father God. Reach members, Father God. Let them know, Lord, if they don't know who you are, if they don't know the benefits that come, that you give, provide for us when we are abiding in you, doing your will, Father God. Let them know on today they will know, Lord. So as we go forth, Father God, we just allow your Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, Father God. And if we're weak, Father God, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, give us strength, Father God. Give us strength so we can be up, attentive, and receive, because this is your blessing season, and we do not want to miss out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. As you all know, on yesterday, started in Luke 6:38. And that was a foundation for Apostle Temple. So he came in, and we started talking about it, dialoguing about it. And the Holy Spirit decided to move, for us to move into it today, another part, so the teaching part on today. So as we bring Apostle Temple on, I just pray and ask God to move all distractions, because we want to hear the word of God, and we want to be able to receive and not just receive, apply things into our lives so we can receive the blessings that we've already sown to somebody, to ourselves, or whoever it is. Turning it over to you, Apostle.
Hey, God bless all of you. God bless you all, saints of God. We just give God the glory. And we just give God the praise, amen. Just as it was said, you know, that pertaining to Luke 6, that is part four in part of my foundation that we stand up of, that I stand up on, amen. And I'm telling you, saints of God, that's something that you really need to understand and define about giving. But one thing that I had to understand is, that even in your foundation, certain things needs to be sifted out, amen, because certain things doesn't line up correctly. And if you pour it in there but thinking that it is correct, it is right, because of the interpretation or the where somebody else's perspective may put different things, then your foundation doesn't come very pure, amen. Even though you might think that you have a solid foundation, but your foundation has a lot of cracks in it, amen. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, as we continue to get into the word of God, that you will begin to examine different areas in your foundation or your spiritual walk and different things that you stand on, amen, and that you will walk in, and you begin to examine and readjust and reconstruct different things that it is in your life, amen. And I'm telling you, saints of God, that, you know, when we begin to focus on different things and begin to stand on different things, my God, it becomes a way of life. That is one of the core values in the kingdom of God. Amen. Is your way of life. Amen. So we got to understand, especially when it comes down to giving. And so many people, you know, we begin to, get to the point to where a lot of times, thanks of God, we begin to give without wisdom. and, you know, without wisdom. And that will get you into a area many, 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 many times, amen, when we start doing things without wisdom. But before I get in, I want to just send a special shout-out to one of our members, my God, of yesterday. I know First Lady, she called them out on Sunday, but Andrew Huff, amen, Adrian Huff, amen, special shout-out birthday that he had on yesterday, amen. We just thank God for him. Not too many people, you know. Let me make sure I word this correctly. You know, certain people, you know, they have your back no matter what. And, you know, things might not come out correctly or come out perfect all the time, but one thing that you do know that they have your back. That's one of them. Andrew Huss is one of them in Pastor Lights or Round Pastor that I know for 100% he has our back. Amen? Amen. So we got to understand. Now, I want us to look at this, and we got to understand that word given, it shall be given back to you, and, you know, God bless the cheerful giver and different things like that. First of all, you know, I'm not going to come all technical and just throw all kinds of scriptures here and there, because I believe a lot of things in the gospel is just playing that common sense. Amen. If you have common sense, you'll begin to dissect and begin to check out different things in the gospel. Sometimes you have to take a step back and really examine the word of God and really look at it and let it make common sense. Many people, as soon as they hear that word given, they all, you know, it's already triggered. That means give to them or give to somebody, give to a certain service, give to a certain mission, or give to a church, or give to a man of God, and give to that. Well, one thing that I had to learn, and as, you know, God was building my foundation of my life, not only my life, but my spiritual life and different things in my life, we had to get that part correctly. Because I was always a person that gave, but my teaching or the perspective how I gave, that, you know, it was mainly benefiting that individual. I'm not going to call out no names, but it was mainly benefiting that individual, and it wasn't benefiting the kingdom. It wasn't benefiting my life, amen. It was benefiting mainly that individual, because why? They was on a mission. They whole thing and whole theology or concept or angle was pertaining to, amen, that bills and financial goals need to be met. So they come with all this kind of things and these little phrases and these little sayings and different things like that. And when you're not really grounded in the word or really don't know the word like you need to know it, amen, you will get caught up into certain things, amen, and you'll begin to believe certain things, and certain things, amen, will go over you, and you'll start feeling some type of way because you don't want to miss out, and you just want your life to be blessed, and you want your life to have all these things in it. But it was a time to where I had to wake up, and God woke me up, because I was so upset and frustrated about the different things that went on, and I thought things that I was doing, I was giving unto the Lord, amen, until one day I got upset with God, and I had to go to a park, and I just cried, and I was mad with God, and I was just coming at him, and I was like, God, how dare you gonna allow my life to be with the things to be where it is. And I said, all that I done for you, all that I done gave, and all that. And God, you know, he allowed me to finish. He allowed me to finish then. And right after that, he asked, he said, yeah, he came back to me. He said, I see that all you done, but all that you done was for man. It wasn't for me. All that you gave, it wasn't for me. It was for man. And God asked a question to me. He said, tell me, what have you done for me? Amen. And that's the question. And from that point on, God began to build my foundation and begin to put me in a correct perspective of giving. First of all, saints, I want to let you all know something. The first person that God want to see flourish in my God of mine is you. You got to understand something. You are the number one individual that God want to see flourish. You are the number one individual that God want pour into your life. Amen. So many people try to pour into each other or other people's and different things like that, but they never took the experience or never know how to take care of their own house. I'm going to leave that right there. Amen. Who is your house? It is your house. Amen. How does it look that you got a house, a two-bedroom, three-bedroom house, and you coming across all this furniture and you giving all this furniture to everybody else, but you need a bed. You need something to sit on. You need something in your house, and you getting blessed with all this stuff, but instead of you taking it in your house, amen, you begin to furnish and supply somebody else's house. But check this out. When you supply somebody else's house and you think you're doing something good, now you go back and just check them. Girl, I just want to see how you're doing. The stuff that you done gave them is all ripped up, flipped up, messed up, upside down, here and down, inside out. Amen. How would that make you feel? I'm pretty sure that many of us done came to the point and said to ourselves, I could have kept that myself. Amen. Y'all talk to me this morning. I could have kept that myself. At least I would have took care of it. Amen. That's the number one thing. Amen. God is blessing you, amen, to be a good steward over the different things he poured into your life. You have to understand, because you think you doing something good, that doesn't mean you're doing something right. You got to understand that many people got good intentions and many people have good motives, but that doesn't mean they're doing something right. You got to understand that your giving is like an investment. Your giving, amen, is also can enable people or disable people, amen. You got to understand that if you empty out everything out of your own house, that's something that you need to check with yourself. It ain't something that we need to get with God. We don't have no business, my God, being depleted out of our peace. We don't have no business being depleted out of our joy. We don't have no business being depleted out of the different things that is in our life. Why? Because at the end of the day, the number one house that I'm going to make sure it's filled up with joy is my house. I don't know how you take care of things, but I know that God trusts me to be a good steward. Do God trust you to be a good steward in your house? Or are you one of the ones just want to give it out because you feel as though the scripture said, my brother said, I was hungry, feed him. My brother said, I need clothes. How do you know that God is not chastising that brother or that sister? This is where you get scratching the word comes very important, other than laying on the surface of the word. Many people will lie on the surface, but we don't extract the word of God. Y'all hear me? Amen. So we got to understand that the number one place of giving is who? Yourself. That's why, my God, anybody come to ADM or folks just coming around new, number one thing that we tell them before you even try to sow in somebody else's house, make sure you sow it into your house first. Amen. Because at the end of the day, that is the proper order, that your house needs to be taken care of first before we take care of anybody else's house, if you want to call it whoever house, pastor house, Lord house, or whatever house, at the end of the day, amen? So we got to understand that God wants you to prosper. That's why I cannot understand why so many of saints are in a struggle. Why so many saints are, my God, we are in a financial crisis. Why is it? Amen. My God Almighty. And I believe that many of our teachings, especially on this foundation or this spiritual level, my God, of sowing and reaping and giving, amen, is all misconstrued. Amen. I truly believe that, because at the end of the day, if the church really teach people, make sure your own bills are paid first before you could try to come over here and sow into anything over here. Amen. We need to understand that God, my God, didn't give you that shelter for you could lose it. He didn't give you that what he gave you in your life for you could lose it. He gave it to you for you could be a good steward over. And also being a good steward over, it's not all about getting your fabuloso and getting your life so and making sure your atmosphere in your house is clean and making sure your floors are mopped and you're getting your Febreze and your fabric Febreze and just spraying it all over your furniture. Amen. It's also help me into being a good steward of it. As at the end of the day, my God Almighty is taking care of the financial needs as well. Amen. So we got to understand that, my God, that giving part is also mean taking care of the business aspect. Many people got to receive. You got to understand that we'll receive something in a minute, but we don't take care of the business aspect. We'll get this in a minute, but we doesn't mean we take care of the business aspect. Amen. So you got to understand that the first place that God wants you as a man and you as a daughter and you as a son to give to is who? It is yourself. Amen. It is yourself. I know it's harsh words. It might make some pastors or it might make some leaders turn over, my God, in their spirit. But at the end of the day, if you promote the true gospel, your life will always be blessed. At the end of the day, what are you doing, Pastor? I'm making sure my life is blessed. How? Because I want to promote the true gospel. Because in the true gospel, my God, when you receive, it's not about man giving back to you. It's all about what God is giving back. Can I say that again? And this is where we get all jacked up and all messed up, amen? Because we're thinking, and even though people begin to use this word, that God going to give, no, you still depending on that man to give it back to you or that woman to give it back to you. Let yourself get up in some trouble or let you get into a deficit or let you get in a situation, amen, and you see this joke out here shopping and you know you need your $20, amen, you know you need your $15 that you don't gave them plenty of time just to get some gas in your car, but all of a sudden, now they don't got it, but they go able to get them new shoes, right? They're able to get that new bag, right, amen? All of a sudden, they don't got it. Now guess what? You got a problem with them. So why? Because your return was looking for in man, but it wasn't looking for in God. Because when you give, y'all better understand it, you don't give to get a return from man. You give to understand that I'm lining up in a direct alignment with God, where the Bible declares God will supply my own all my needs. You got to understand, when the Bible declares that the Lord will supply your every need, that is called position. You have to be in position for God to do what? Supply your what? Your every need. Now, once, my God, how do we get into position? My God Almighty, because at the end of the day, you sold into your own need, so you shall reap, my God Almighty, that your need is going to be supplied. Why in the world God want to supply somebody else's need where you ain't even consider on your own need? Let me pause right there. You can have that and digest that. Amen. God, my God, you ain't even consider about your own needs. You consider about everybody else. You consider, my God, of looking after everybody else, but yet and still, God said, I didn't bring you through this valley. I didn't bring you through this mud. I didn't bring you through the hills and high waters. You didn't went through all this hell, amen, and high water. Just, my God, just you could just give to somebody else. He said, I want to bless you according to the fruit of your own labor. We have to understand that. It's that, oh, Pastor, you've been so selfish. Baby, that's not being selfish, amen. That's why I love that scripture that is also in my foundation, Deuteronomy 12, amen, 6 and 7, when it told them, we shall eat and rejoice in the presence of who? Of the Lord. So, saints of God, you got to understand that the first person that you need to give to is who? Yourself. Let me talk to somebody this morning, and let me help encourage somebody this morning. Let me help encourage a sister. Let me help encourage a brother. Sister, you better get yourself up, my God Almighty, and shake yourself off. You better find the next beautician. I don't care if you got to find a Dominican, a Republican to do your hair. Get yourself up. Invest into yourself. Many of us call on this Boaz, and I can't wait till my Boaz come. Baby, you got to understand, a Boaz looking for a woman, my God Almighty, got something going on. My God Almighty, in the Bible, in the story, that woman had something going on. She was able to get down and able to work, able to love, able to labor, saying that I'm going in a direction.
I'm with you. We could work together. We could go in and do something together, because the food that I'm picking, I'm not just that somebody else in the field, they house. Baby, I got to eat too. Amen. You got to understand, saints of God, your God want to take care of you. How can God take care of you? And every time he take care of you or finish your house or bless your life, you got a hole in your bag and want to give it out to somebody else, because that's the spiritual way. Baby, at the end of the day, if they stop their nonsense and stop playing their games and they get serious with God, you are not people's savior. It's get to me. Well, saints of God, all of something, now they become the savior of people. You are not the people's savior. God is the people's savior. People have their decision which way they want to go in life, what they want to do, because the same people you minister today, it's the same people, once they get a little drip, drip, drip in their life, it's the same people going to go back and do what they want to do. Amen. Then once that run out, they're going to come back and run to you again. How long you going to keep taking out of your own house and bless to somebody that, my God, doesn't appreciate it? The Bible declares that as this, don't give which is holy unto, I didn't say it, but the Bible said, the dog. And it also declares, my God Almighty, go to the door and do what you got to do, and if they don't want to receive it, shake the dust off your feet. You got to understand, the Bible got put in position where it said, babe, I'm looking after you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm looking after you. Amen. So understand that. When you understand that, how can I give something out of my own house and I don't have it to give? You know, and I'm not talking about this motions, my God Almighty, that God is speaking to me. Trust me, amen, I get it, I get it. I'm a giver. I know God speak all times of stuff, not only me, he do my wife the same way. We are true givers, but you best believe what we give out, we ain't looking for no return from man on what we giving out. We ain't even thinking about the return on, amen, because why? We have enough. We have a surplus. Then the Bible says in the Malachi that if we'll be meat in my house, many people don't even know how to sow it. Tired in your own life, amen. But yet alone, I got to do it over here. I got to do it over here. I am the man of God. House need that. God need his house paid for. God need, baby, the first house he need paid for is the one he got you in, amen. Because at the end of the day, after a while, you're gonna be praying back on a park bench. You're gonna be praying into a shelter, amen. But since you got you a little apartment or townhouse, you might as well say, at least me and God got a place of our own, amen. And I need the God in my own house, so I got to make sure the lights stay on, amen, because I want to see where I'm praying at. I got to make sure my shelter stay on, because I don't need no eviction notice on my door. I don't mean no horn, pastor. I hear all that, and I know, well, I might got to miss this 2020 seed sowing in the ground for my life, the first seed, amen, but at the end of the day, I'm going to make sure this seed sowing in the ground is where? In my house. Take care of your first foundation, and once you take care of your first foundation, you don't even have to think about the verse when the Bible said, my God, blessed are those who are a cheerful giver. Because at the end of the day, tell me something, what's better, my God, or stress-free when my house is paid, my bills are paid. I might not have a couple of dollars. I might not have the money that I want to have, amen, but all my financial things are taken care of. My home is taken care of. Bills are taken care of. Not only that, I'm looking good. My God, I'm looking good. I'm out there strutting. I'm out there just doing. I'm just allowing this little light of mine, I'm just allowing it to shine, amen. What's stress-free on that, amen? My God, you'll be happy to sow anywhere else, because now, guess what? You are not got no overhead on your life. That's why I want to challenge you in the name of Jesus. I want to challenge you, begin to sow into your own life. I put our ministry on a challenge. ADM is on a challenge. These next couple of months, amen, they got to go ahead and sow into their life. Pay something off. Get something caught up. My God, many of us, we don't sow seeds all throughout the year and been blessing people all throughout the year. Amen. And just been doing different things. Now I got to come into harvest time, because harvest time is not bring everybody from the public in my vineyard and start collecting their collard greens and collecting their tomato. Amen. How Pastor Shirley C. Caesar said, green, 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 tomato, tomato, tomato. Amen. You name it, all that. Amen. That ain't none of my harvest. harvest time. Amen. My harvest time is when I harvest. Amen. Not everybody else to harvest. I harvest and I begin to sort out, divide, put up, store up, do whatever I got to prepare, prep, do what I got to do for what? My house and my house. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have it and I need to go ahead and give it to you, baby, if a drought comes, how are you going to be a blessing to me? And God already blessed my house. He already blessed my life. I want to tell somebody, amen, in a selfish way, that your life is blessed. Don't let no vampire to come drain your life out. Don't let these old leeches, my God, to suck the living life out of you. Now you all drain, and now you all disbobulated. You don't know which way to go because you never pour back into yourself. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Last point. If you don't pour back into yourself, if you don't sow into yourself, you don't look after yourself, you are already walking out of the will of the Lord for your life about he will supply your every need. How God going to supply something and you always taking it and giving it out? How God going to try to, God trying to take care of you, and God is giving you, my God Almighty, things that you ask for because of your work and so because of your success, but you want to take it and be a good cheerful giver to somebody else in their life that God never told you to do. Some people need to go to the bottom. Some people need to hit rock bottom. My God, that's what many people probably learn. My God, they depend on the Lord. They've been on to get up. Not everybody. God is calling you to save. Amen. Some people need to learn their lesson. Amen. Many of us could take a step back and look at our own life. If God didn't took me to the rock bottom, if God and took me down there, I won't know what I know now. I wouldn't have the wisdom that I have now. Amen. Y'all better talk back to me, my God, this morning. But because I hit the rock bottom, that way I'm not going to condemn my brother and sister. I understand who you are, and I understand where you're coming from because I've been there. But one thing I do know, if you don't get your own lesson, amen, and if you don't get what God is trying to get you for you could come up in your life, you're going to always be lost. Amen. Understand this, amen. God is the finder. God is the keeper. People make their own choices, make their own decision. And the choice that God is trying to make for you all today, and I hope some of you go ahead and end 2020 strong, and you begin to think about your life and think about yourself and think about how blessed you are and begin to sow into your own life, cut everybody off, amen, because at the end of the day, you take a step back, all this investment that I'm putting in, all this investment that I'm trying to witness to y'all, my God, for years after years. How many you saved now? How many you believing on God now? It ain't no sense of you trying to put yourself into a negative barrel, amen, and thinking you're going to get a positive seed. Baby, if it's too deep, it's too deep. You got to do what scripture says. Shake it and walk and shake yourself off, my God. Shake it off and understand, for as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that your house is going to begin to be running over. I pray in the name of Jesus when people see you as a giver, they don't understand, or they probably won't understand, or if they do understand, it's because my house is running over. It's because I got meat in my storehouse. I pray in the name of Jesus, when that next encouraging word that you give somebody, you're going to make sure you got a surplus of encouragement and inspiration down in your spirit, down in your soul. I pray in the name of Jesus, that next instruction that you're going to try to give somebody in a form of peace, in a form of having a stable and a form of having a settled mind, amen, that you got you in a place of peace. You are resting in God's bosom. Your home is overflowing in a place of peace. Every time you step foot in your home, you just feel the peace of God. You just feel the love of God overflowing in your life. That way, anytime you give anything out, you ain't draining me, baby. You ain't depleting me. You ain't doing anything, my God Almighty, because my house is running over. The blessings of the Lord is overtaking me. The open up the wonders of heavens, and the wonders of heavens are open up in my life, and I don't have room enough to keep continue to receive. Amen. I thank God. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to end your year strong. You're going to begin to focus on the deficits in your own life. You're going to begin to focus on the health, my God, your own health care, amen, you're going to begin to focus on believing God for your miracle. We ain't worrying about it, or we ain't going to be sitting on edge and wondering if this government going to take Medicaid. My God, is going to snatch it away, going to snatch my insurance away. It's going to make it hard for me because I got a pre-existing issue. My God, sorry to get political for a second, but we ain't going to worry about that. Why? Because God is my healer. God is my deliverer, because for me and my house, I will, my God Almighty, I got to go, y'all, serve who? The Lord. Back to you, Evangelist.
Oh, Lord, there's nothing else for me to say. Hallelujah. Only thing I can say this morning is glory. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God, for the word, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge, and most of all, for the understanding. It is nothing else to say, but it is well. All is well. But I will leave you with this. Who did it? God did it. Who said it? God said it. And that's what we all need to remember. The word of God has came forth. You need to receive it. You need to believe it. And you need to apply it in your life. Not worrying about what the naysayers say. Not worrying about what the haters say. Not even worrying about what your family say. You need to take care of self. Give yourself some self-love, some self-encouragement, and put a deposit into your own life. As we always leave you, we leave you with love, we leave you with peace, and today we're going to add happiness and just love on yourself. Let it be a selfie day from here on and forevermore. Let it be a selfie time from here today until forevermore. ADM loves you. We only want the best for you. We thank God for Apostle Temple for being the instrument, the person, the next that God has chosen at this time. And we just thank you for chiming in this morning. And just know that it is always more where that comes from. So we'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Reach out. Tell somebody else to come on and join. Join in breaking in the bread of life with God, with Jesus, sitting at the table with him, and then drinking the living waters. We love you, and we say shalom. Peace out. Have a great day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Just create in me a clean. You